From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A new U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire continues to largely hold in Syria, with no fatalities reported in the first full 24 hours. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It was an uneven start, but you know what we saw over the first 24 hours was the fact that, or we believe that the arrangement as a whole appears to be holding.
Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, the U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said a relief convoy is ready to move on to the embattled city Aleppo, fulfilling another aspect of the deal, delivering aid to besieged civilians.
What is our priority? Eastern Aleppo, no doubt. Because they've been isolated long enough, they have been isolated also due to the circumstances of the conflict.
If the truce holds for a week, the U.S. and Russia will establish a joint integration command to coordinate airstrikes against jihadist groups not covered by the truce. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harrigan, commander of the U.S. Air Force's Central Command, was asked about that Tuesday.
Should the cessation of hostilities hold, and I say that's, again, important that we all understand that the Russians and the regime have to do the right thing, right now we're doing prudent planning to think through what that would take.
It's hoped the deal will last long enough to permit resumption of talks on the country's political future. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu was sworn into office Tuesday, ending a contentious election period. Lungu's supporter Bula Kunda called for more schools in rural parts of the country.
We should put more schools in rural areas because some of my friends, they are not educated. It's not like they don't want to be educated, but they don't have enough schools or enough funds for them to proceed with their school.
Mr. Lungu has promised to focus on the economy. Zambia suffers from falling copper prices, its main export, and high unemployment and chronic inflation. This is VOA News.